In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The trouble we run into in our faith is not so often that we ask too much or that we expect too much, but that we set our sights short. We sell the Lord short. That we don't ask or expect enough. We settle for, I do what he teaches. I do what's right and I avoid what's wrong. We settle for, I'm basically good, or at least I haven't done too much horribly wrong. We settle for even that I talk to God sometimes. And all of these things are important and all of these things are necessary in growing in our faith and in growing in virtue. But they are not ultimately the purpose, but steps along the way. The astounding thing of the Christian faith is not that God wants us to be good, not even that God wants us to be virtuous, but that God wants us to share in his very life, and nothing short of that. And it begins in our baptism, when we are reborn to the life of grace, and extends through the sacramental ministry of the church. When we are confirmed with the very dwelling of the Holy Spirit within us, who equips us to live the life of Christ. And the coming in his body and blood and the feeding in the Holy Eucharist that plants that very Christ within us, that we might become what we receive. Each time a soul is renewed in the grace and forgiveness of God, in the sacrament of penance, in that sacramental confession and absolution, it's something of God that's poured out into us, God's very life and self. And so when Jesus says to the disciples, "Where I am going, I go and prepare a place for you. Where I am going, you know the way." Good old Thomas, who, again, I think gets short shrift as doubting Thomas, but if you look in his questions, I think he's the first one to notice, wait a minute, there's more to this, if this is so. And so he says, how can we know the way? What does Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That the very unity of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is not just an interesting theological proposition to be debated. Something for coffee-clatch conversation. But a model and a pattern from which God's own creation is understood. And that same unity of the Father and the Son pouring forth in the Holy Spirit, which is the bond between the two, that same unity is then our calling to love in the same way, to give in the same way, to pour forth myself in the same way, so that what is the good for my neighbor is as dear to me as my own. What is blessing for my neighbor is as dear to me as the blessing for me. It is that in this life, each day, you think of that. You get up in the morning, and as soon as you've got two warm brain cells to rub together for a thought, to consider that, that today, God wants to pour out something of his life, that I wouldn't even be here. I would not have being, I would not draw a breath, if it weren't for the will of God sustaining me. If there were not already some participation in that mystery of being that's grounded in God, that begins in him. And so each day we open it up a little more. Each day by our following him and by the outpouring of his grace, we enter into it a little more. And all of that so that, remember what you learned in catechism class when you were not quite that tall yet. Why did God make me? To know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life so as to be with him forever in the next. And not just be with him as, you know, there's God sitting on a couch and I'm over here and would you pass the tea? But in the way that Jesus describes, when he says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. And here language is clumsy. How can one person be in another, except that the two are so inseparable, distinct and yet one? And this is, again, just the first hint of what God has in store for us. That same divine life, that same perfection of being, is your destiny and mine. That one day when we stand before the Lord and all is laid clear, and the works of this life are made plain, and the perfection of his grace is finally brought about, this is what it means to long for heaven, that he in me should live, and that I in him should find the perfection of myself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.